Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
The boy playing guitar there was her side man that night at the Grand Ole Opry. You heard it the way you can see it. You can actually pull that from the Grand Ole Opry archive off YouTube. Mary Gaucher, Another Train, live at the Grand Ole Opry. And for folks who may have tuned in the middle of that, who are the other guests who were with you instead?
Well, that's Marty Stewart playing such beautiful licks on that Telecaster of his. And Kathy Mattea and Radney Foster singing with me. And the amazing Opry band doing the piano and the fiddle and the bass and the drums and the Opry singers. It was a moment for me. Truth, I got to tell you.
Truth and Love is the CD it's on. It's actually the last cut on here. So did you have a place at 411 13th on the Cumberland River?
No, I made that up.
Oh, doggone it, you creative, poetic types. I was just trying to picture where that would be.
Yeah, I hope somebody doesn't actually live there. That'd be as bad as having your phone number be 8675409. Yeah.
Thank you, Tommy Two-Tone, right?
Yes, they were the Mattises, a nice, quiet couple. We enjoyed them as neighbors. And then Mary Gaucher said that that 411 13th Street thing in her song, and now everybody's driving by taking pictures.
I think that would put you somewhere around Bicentennial Park. I think you're all right on that one. So,
maybe that's where the new stadium is going to go.
Sulphurdale, that's right. Yeah.
Mary Gaucher in studio with us this morning, the Franklin Theater tonight, and then the Opry tomorrow night. And you are busy all year long, right on up and all the way into November when you were in the Netherlands and the UK. Yeah. See, I'm saying that because it makes me feel cooler. Just saying where you're going to be in October and November.
And Italy and Norway.
Oh, my goodness.
And
and the Aladdin Theater in Portland, Oregon here in a couple of days.
I am on a record release tour, and it is going great.
You're going to Seattle. You're going to Laytonville, California.
I am.
Then you're off to the United Kingdom to the Maverick Festival over there in Easton Woodbridge, Suffolk, for folks who are listening to us, and many people do. It's obviously mid-afternoon in the United Kingdom, but they listen to us at WSMOnline.com.
Yeah, I'm playing the festival there, and I'm the keynote speaker for the Americana Music UK Festival.
Oh,
and
good.
Conference. So it's a twofer. I'll fly on over next week and fly back in 4 days.
And one of our favorite colleagues in this industry, though we've never met her, she does what we do. Charlie and I really love Terry Gross on NPR out of Philadelphia.
That's
correct?
Right.
And you were just with her yesterday.
That's right. I was sitting in studio with the amazing Terry Gross.
Who's 2 feet tall, apparently.
She's very tiny.
She's Mary took her hand a minute ago. She goes, listen, she's this tall. And she's like the size of your son, Jackson, Charlotte.
We started talking about airplanes, and she said that whenever she flies, they give her first class, and she can't fit in the seat, so she has to get downgraded because she slides out of the seat.
Her legs won't touch the ground when she sits in the big chair.
She's that literally that tiny. But boy, when you hear that voice, it's undisputably great.
Good morning at 9:24 from 6:50 a.m. WSM. We're going to go to the break, come back, and Mary's going to play live for us, and we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see her right now because Donica reminded Charlie, who reminded me not to forget. Thank you. Good job, all. We have tickets for Mary's show, which is quickly selling out. Charlie, just like the Grand Ole Opry at the Franklin Theater, you can pick your seat.
Indeed. 33 were remaining when I checked at 5 this morning.
There's humor in it. You get to pick your seat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I got it now. I didn't get it for a second. I haven't had enough coffee.
It's been a long week, haven't
it? Oh, it's been a very long week. I have a 1-year-old, Bill. Every week is a long week, yes.
So like 30-some-odd were left?
Yeah.
All right, so we have your pair right now as the correct call through. Let me get lucky 13 on a Friday. 737-9650. Toll free is 877-878-4650. I think we had Friday the 13th last week, didn't we? Or week before last week? Last week on Friday was Friday the 13th. 925 and caller 13 again. 737-9650. Toll free 877-878-4650. For Mary Gaucher tonight. Make sure you can go tonight. Franklin Theater, doors at 7, show at 8 o'clock, and tomorrow night she'll be at the Grand Ole Opry.
Bill Cody in the morning. He puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like me and you.
Whoa, cowboy.
The legend, 6:50 a.m., WSM.
Coffee Country and Cody, we're back. I have a fellow named Roger LeMay, who was the correct 13th call through to win tickets for Mary Gaucher tonight. He said, my wife's a bartender at the Franklin Theater. She couldn't even get me in. go to school on Old Billy and Charlie here on 650 AM.
Well, and that's usually a pretty good connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that he's got tickets, he's got a great hookup. He got free tickets and his wife's the bartender.
Okay, I'm going to go talk to Rand, to a Roger off the air.
Okay, Roger LeMay. That's who you're speaking with, Charlie. And he will be there tonight. Mary Gauthier is in town. And a few tickets remain at franklintheater.com. You can find out more. Mary Gauthier with her guitar. That thing's been around a while. It's got character.
That's 1952 Gibson. Yeah.
When did you get it?
Yeah, I got it a few years back. Ray Kennedy helped me pick it out at a guitar show here in town. And we went through every guitar that looked like it might be it, and we narrowed it down to three, two, and then he said, Mary, this is the one.
Mary Gauthier live in studio, the Firestone Studio Magnolia Lobby of the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center. Now, turn to your right. There's your audience. See, they weren't there when you started playing. You start playing, and people stop as they're coming and going in the hotel.
They're making clapping motions. I think they're, I can't hear them, but I think they're clapping. Thanks, y'all.
Trouble and Love is a new CD, and I'm following you on Twitter, and a lot of talk about the album release and the show at the Franklin Theater tonight and the Opry tomorrow night. So how many times, what we heard earlier, was that your first time at the Opry?
That was my Opry debut in terms of being invited by the Opry to play. I played once many years ago at the Ryman Opry. Marty Stewart brought me on as his special guest.
All right, so when was that, the one we just heard
a little bit ago? Wasn't that long ago.
What? 3 weeks ago, I think like May 30th.
Was it three weeks ago, yeah.
And you're back within a month. This is good.
I think so, too.
and you can follow her. You can go to marygauthier.com. And don't worry. You won't be the first person who typed it in and said, did you mean? And it will give you the correct spelling on Gauthier. Then also at official marygauthier_. That's where you'll get her on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So.
You guys were talking about Fresh Air and Terry Gross that Mary taped yesterday. You have also been a part of one of Bill and I's favorite radio shows. He doesn't do it anymore, but I understand one of your songs was on Theme Time Radio Hour, Bob Dylan's XM show, the first year.
It was on his debut show.
Is that not the coolest thing to hear Bob Dylan say your name?
I don't know if I've ever recovered from that.
What was the song? What was the theme? Because he did a different theme.
It was called Drink.
Oh, okay.
And he played a song I wrote that actually Blake Shelton recorded called I Drink.
And you did it for us during, you are one of the few people
at
during
the tower.
The 6 months that we were at the tower during the flood. I remember you coming out and playing that and singing it.
It was so wonderful at the tower. I felt like the guitar felt at home, 52.
It was wonderful for you as a guest, Mary. It was not so wonderful for those of us who had to go out there in a building that was built in 1932 that wasn't ready for people in the year 2010.
It was still the original refrigerators.
To come visit.
Iceman delivered the ice for the refrigerator.
It was essentially the set of I Love Lucy
that we
broadcasted from. For 6 months.
We were kind of like Porter was with the Ryman Auditorium. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. That was Porter's movie.
It was hot.
Get to a brand new air-conditioned building. Are you kidding me? But you've got a songwriting workshop coming up this summer, don't you?
Actually, it's coming up in a couple of weeks, July 10, 11, 12, I think, here in Nashville at the beautiful campus of Skerritt Bennett. I've been teaching songwriting now. For a bunch of years, I started teaching with Daryl Scott about 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's a great combo.
Yeah, you and Daryl Scott.
So how many people? I think it's, what does it say, limited to 20?
I only do 20 people because 20 is what I can handle. Anything more, it gets a little unwieldy. So, yeah, there's a few slots left. I think there's five left.
Okay. And on her website, you can register. There's actually on the left-hand side of the homepage there, Mary Gauthier, G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R is how you spell it, marygauthier.com. And the songwriting workshop, July 10, 11, 12, Nashville. Skerritt Bennett. Boy, what a great campus that is. What a great facility that is.
It's like walking into a Harry Potter movie.
It really is.
Yeah,
I had never thought about that.
It's Hogwarts, right?
It's
beautiful old wood.
Right in the middle of that neighborhood over there between Vanderbilt and Music Row is where it's located. If you've never been by, you need to do it. You're also on the soundtrack of ABC TV's Nashville, I understand. We're going to feature that
exciting
song coming up.
Yeah, very exciting.
On an upcoming episode or one that's already aired?
It was the first episode of season two. And, of course, for the songwriting, we all want to be on the soundtrack because there's a lot of songs on every episode, so not every song makes the soundtrack that gets then released by Big Machine Records. And so this song I just played for you did get to the soundtrack. And so Jonathan Jackson, who plays the character Avery, sang so beautifully. on that song, and it is on that soundtrack.
Oh, and we love him so much more at the end of season two than we did at the beginning of season two. The character had wonderful growth. We love Avery.
Did he become nicer?
Yeah, much so. Yeah, we love him now.
Did life beat him up and cause him to get humble?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Essentially, yeah.
That reflects reality
it
almost.
It does, no, very much so, yeah. Yeah. Now, not much else on the show does? No, I'm just kidding. But no, that one.
And you gave up a career as a chef?
I did. I walked out of a restaurant that I was a partner in the year 2001.
Was it like at rush hour that you walked out?
I threw the keys into the fryer. No, I... it was a process of trying to decide, should I go for music, should I not? Should I go for music, should I not? And eventually it was inevitable that I had to give it a full try.
Was your work? Was your restaurant work here?
It was in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
I did Louisiana-style cooking in Boston.
As a New Orleans girl.
It was New Orleans-style crawfish, y'all, catfish, pecan pie.
Yeah, that was what if you, if Charlie and I were coming over for lunch or dinner, what would be the go-to thing that you would lay
I'd
on
I'd get y'all hooked up with a hospitality plate, which was our most popular item. We did red beans and rice on one side of the plate, jambalaya with sausage, shrimp, and chicken on the other side of the plate, and a big, big chunk of jalapeno cornbread in the middle.
Boudin?
Oh, yeah, boudin. Spicy Cajun sausage.
Yeah. You ready to eat, Charlie? You want to knock off early?
Yeah. Can I have a hurricane after? I mean, I've had two already, but, you know, I figure just one more. No, I'm just...
Mary, thank you so much for coming to see us this morning. All the best at the Franklin Theater show tonight with a few tickets remaining. FranklinTheater.com and the Opry tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Your show's the best.
Thank you. God bless you. 19 minutes till 10 o'clock.
And a shout out to Roger LeMay, if we did not mention, and if we did, we'll shout him out again. He is our ticket winner for the Franklin Theater Show tonight.
Lives in Franklin, so he's close by for the Franklin Theater Show tonight. We'll take a break, come back. Remember Jerry Goffin and Jimmy Carter in the Music City Nitty Gritty. If you missed the early report this morning, Jimmy got his house rolled last night, and he didn't know why. So we had to explain that I said, do you have a senior in your home? And he goes, that is so weird. Our baby girl is a senior this year, this coming year. And I said, this is why you got rolled last night.
Can I share a quick email?
Yes.
This is the craziest email from Teresa, who listens to us every morning. I was listening to Jimmy Carter talk about his house being rolled. And I had a neighbor that had his house rolled frequently, and all he would do was just send one end of the toilet paper on fire, and it would burn up without damaging the trees. This sounds like a dangerous solution.
What was the senior prank?
There's a lot
of
faith involved in that.
Did you ever see your prank that you were involved in like that, rolling people's houses or soaping?
It was rolling or soaping the windscreens, right?
See? Yeah, soaping the
screens in front of the windows, yeah.
You're a well-behaved child, Charlie.
We just stuck baked potatoes in people's tailpipe. That's all that we did in Rhode Island. Apparently, we just, you know, so.
Oh.
They waited for the IGA, Idaho Spuds, to go on sale and wreaked havoc throughout Cumberland, Rhode Island. We'll take a break and come back. All that. Why would you want to miss all that?
I tell you.
It's all here in the next 20 minutes.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody coming up on 650 AM WSM.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.